Greetings. I present to you SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web on cfru.ca. I am its Master Overseer, Nicholas Cooper. We will be looking inward and beyond at progressive rock, the branches of progressive genres, and other unique discoveries near and far. Join me as we gaze into the audible lens out at the diverse musical landscape on the ever-changing horizon.
Tonight.
Starting SMK's show today, we have the Swedish progressive artist Nad Sylvan with Bridesmaids and the Quartermaster off his new solo album, The Bride Said No, from Inside Out Music. This was the artist that I hinted to a few shows back when I played Keith, the Son of Sun, the smooth instrumental piece off Rickard Sjöblom's Gung Flies on her Journey to the Sun album. Nad Sylvan has commented that he wants to make prog rock sexy. On his new solo album, there are better examples of his proposal, but I really liked his full-out rock song, The Quartermaster, and I wanted to share it with you good centuries. I think his vocal timbre and intonations may be what provides his style of sexy prog, or maybe that sweet guitar mute strumming, or the harpsichord lines. If you are unfamiliar with Sylvan, one may recognize him as the lead vocalist for various recent Steve Hackett works, and as the main vocalist for Hackett's touring band. Next up, we have the Sault Ste. Marie prog band, Machine's Dream. Instead of playing off their new album, Black Science, from Progressive Gears, I will be playing a DLC album that came along with the pre-orders of that album. It's called Improv. The full title of that album is called Improv, Live in the Studio, Volume 2. It was recorded at Reveal Music Studios on October 30th and November 6th of 2016. It is a completely instrumental album, which surprised me, and honestly, I was a bit disappointed, because I would have wanted some lyrical context to these works. However, I will say that they showcased more instrumental prowess on these pieces than on the songs that Black Science provides, based on what I have heard from previous Machine's Dream albums. My favorite track from Improv, which I will play for you now, is called Election Night. We'll be right back. Next up is SMK's good musical friend from Toronto, Oddsfish. He has made available a new free music release on his Bandcamp page called Seafood Bubblegum Promo EP, which was released exactly 1 month ago today. The description provided says that this is the promo extended play from the forthcoming LP of the same name. I am excited to know more about the new long play, as since Oddsfish's live guest appearance on SMK, he has been looking for musicians to play his avant-rock works, more specifically drummers and bassists. The following piece from the promo extended play of Seafood Bubblegum is the foundation for these additional musical layers. It is called, in the Oddsfish fashion, You Smell Like Chinese Food and I Wanna Go to Sleep.
I'm not.
You are listening to SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web on CFRU.ca.
Oh.
Poland's Marias Duda will be releasing his fifth and long-awaited Lunatic Soul album called Fractured, the follow-up to 2014's acclaimed Walking on a Flashlight Beam. That was the title track to Fractured, which will be released on K-Scope on October 6th. Fractured has been described by Duda as an album of catharsis after a challenging year in his personal life. Marias explains further, and I quote, "The main theme of Fractured is coming back to life after a personal tragedy. It's inspired by what happened in my life in 2016 and by everything that's happening around us and what's making us turn away from one another and divide into groups, for better or for worse. Musically, it will be the most original album I have ever made, as well as the most accessible and personal album in the Lunatic Soul discography." Brian Eno is back in our spectral gaze after quite a while, and for a good reason. We will be playing a track from his 1977 album, Before and After Science, which has recently been a part of a new series of half-speed remasters conducted at Abbey Road Studios. This series includes his first four art rock solo albums: 1974's Here Comes the Warm Jets, Taking Tiger Mountain by Strategy from the aforementioned year, 1975's Another Green World, and 1977's Before and After Science, of course. The song we will listen to from Before and After Science is called King's Lead Hat, in which the title is actually an anagram of Talking Heads, the British new wave band that Brian Eno would become acquainted with and produce several of their albums. We'll be right back. That was Paul Draper and Things People Want, the first single from his long-awaited debut solo album, Spooky Action, just released on K-Scope. Paul Draper was the frontman to Monsoon, an iconic British alternative rock band of the late 1990s. I personally had not heard of Monsoon before Draper, but apparently the band broke up in 2003, at which point Draper left composing and turned to record production. It took him over a decade to return to his own musical compositions. He found song demos he made from years past and recreated them with the help of a fellow K-Scope artist, Catherine Ann Davis, aka The Anchoress. With the support of last year's two extended plays, the stage was set for Paul Draper's full return to the excitement of what sounds like an eager fan base. There was actually an online petition for him to release new music. Well, here we are, Paul Draper's Spooky Action, available now. To round up the first hour of this observation session, we have Montreal's pivotal post-rock collective, Godspeed You Black Emperor. It may not be as coincidentally close as when I played Do Make Say Think for the first time, and I found out like a day or so after the airplay that they would be releasing Stubborn Persistent Illusions, their first brand new album in approximately 8 years. But now, Godspeed You Black Emperor, which I first played on SMK of May of this year, will be releasing a new studio album. It is called Luciferian Towers, and it will be released on Constellation Records on September 22nd. Right now, though, I will be playing off their currently released album from 2015, called Asunder, Sweet and Other Distress. From the band's Bandcamp page, Asunder, Sweet and Other Distress finds Godspeed in top form, a sterling celebration of the band's awesome dialectic, where composition, emotion, and note choice is inextricable from the exacting focus on tone, timbre, resonance, and the sheer materiality of sound. Piss Crowns Are Terrible will be the extended piece we will hear from this Godspeed You Black Emperor album.